Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. We have a great show for you today that features so many things. We've got clowns, the Grammy Awards, space raccoons, and a very, very special guest, Dame Julie Andrews. Sorry, I'm excited. We'll get to all that in just a minute after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
All right, got my guitar here, just tuning up a little bit, and there. Okay, time to write a new song. I was thinking maybe I'd start with a G sustained 7 and then, you know, go into a C sharp. All right, you know what? Let's just go ahead and start playing something. Okay, here we go. A 5, 6, 4, 6, 6.
Lee, is everything all right? I heard you scream, which usually means either something is wrong or you wrote a really emotional song. Either way, I'm here for you.
Peter, I was just sitting here playing my guitar when all of a sudden my guitar turned into this rotten apple core.
A rotten apple core?
Yeah, look.
Let me see that. That's definitely an old apple core straight out of the garbage.
Peter, you didn't have to eat it to tell that it's garbage. You can just look at it.
Yeah, I had to be sure.
Hello, all.
Hey, Megan. Megan, why are you dressed like an old-timey train conductor?
I was just in the middle of putting on my costume so that I could stage my newest play in Rollo's Cafe later today. In fact, the last thing I needed to do was put on my old-timey train conductor hat, so I'll do that now. So here's my hat, and I'll just put it on top of my head, and...
Whoa, Megan! Your old-timey train conductor hat just turned into a pile of old spaghetti!
You're right! How odd! But you know, I kind of like it. I feel like it infuses the character with a certain avant-garde je ne sais quoi. You know, this reminds me of the time I worked on the set of The Sound of Music, and Julie Andrews gave me timeless pearls of advice. She said things like, acting is simply storytelling, and stop steeping your tea for so long, you'll ruin it. I almost had a signed umbrella from Julie Andrews.
Wow, a totally believable story. Wait, hold on, everybody. We're getting sidetracked. We need to figure out what is going on. Why did my guitar turn into an old rotten apple core, and why did your hat turn into a gross pile of spaghetti?
Peter, Lee, Megan, I've got some bad news.
We do too, Nimini. Things on the ship keep changing into other things.
That's what I came to tell you. The things on the ship aren't changing, they're swapping.
Huh?
I've just checked the ship's navigation systems, and we have accidentally floated right into the switcheroo zone.
The switcheroo-wasa-what?
The switcheroo zone. It's one of the most dangerous spots in the galaxy. Nobody flies through here, ever. Because if you fly into the switcheroo zone, everything starts randomly switching places with other things.
But I've never seen this old rotten apple core on the ship before. Or this pile of old spaghetti.
Yeah, I'd recognize an apple core that came from us. And we haven't had spaghetti in weeks. Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you guys about that. How do we all feel about a spaghetti night?
Peter, not now. I mean, yes, but let's talk about that later.
An old apple core?
Yeah, look.
Let me try that. Yep, that's an old apple core, all right.
Why does everyone keep eating this old apple core?
Where was I? Oh, right. If none of this stuff is ours, then that must mean there's someone else in the switcheroo zone with us. And all of the stuff on our ship is switching with all of the stuff on their ship.
But who else is in the switcheroo zone with us? I mean, who would own nothing but a bunch of literal garbage?
Ah, Peter's gone!
He switched places with
a space raccoon! Oh, I hate space raccoons.
Other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
Maybe this clown can play sports, and this clown likes to ice skate.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Sully Pilots.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
I can't believe it's a space raccoon. Nature's bandits. All they do is fly around the galaxy, knocking over space trash cans.
Shoo, get out of here, you space raccoon. Get!
I can't believe Peter's a raccoon now.
That's not Peter. It's just a space raccoon that swapped with Peter.
Well, whatever it is, look, it's scurried into the air vents.
Someone go get the broom. I'll handle this as per usual.
Okay, and maybe to take our minds off how gross and weird this is, we should do what we always do. A story.
Yeah.
Okay, listeners, have you ever been afraid of something, even though you knew deep down that you didn't really need to be afraid? Well, this next story is about that. And here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Ella. I'm 9 years old. I live in New Jersey, and this is my story. Sarah's Song Story.
Great dinner tonight, Mom.
Why, thank you, Sarah. It's a new recipe I got from a box. That big metal box over there.
It's called a computer, Mom.
You call it what you want, and I'll call it what I want. And now to clean the dishes. La, 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 la.
Mom, you were singing again.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I forgot. You're afraid of all music for some mysterious reason.
Yeah, and I'd rather not talk about it. Do you know how hard it is to be a third grader who's scared of all music?
Well, I imagine it must be very hard, especially since your mother is a professional singer. La, la, la.
Mom!
Sarah, do you really need to hide in the closet every time you hear my singing?
Yes, but on the plus side, I always know where our board games are.
Sarah, are you sure you don't want to tell me why you're scared of music? If we know where your fear comes from, we might be able to fix the problem.
Nope, that's okay.
Well, all right then. Oh, look, it's time for bed. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Mom!
Oh, right. Sorry. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Finally, alone in my bedroom with my deeply conflicted thoughts. Oh, Mom, if only I could tell you the truth about why I'm scared of music. It's too embarrassing. Gosh, I'm sleepy. I sure hope I don't have that terrible dream again. Where am I?
You're at a concert, yo, for your very favorite band.
I am? Wow, this is awesome. Hey, look, the show's starting. Oh, wait a minute. You're not my favorite band. You're a clown.
That's right, Sarah.
But I don't like clowns because I think they're super scary.
Well, I sure hope my appearance in your dream doesn't affect the way you feel about music.
But it will! It will! Wake up, Sarah! Wake up! Oh, no.
I had that bad dream again.
Sarah, hurry up and get ready or you'll be late for class.
Okay, Mom.
Music class, that is.
Oh, no!
And okay.
All right, quiet down, students. Class is about to begin. Everyone, get your instruments. Hold on a second. Sarah, are you wearing earplugs and earmuffs in class?
Sorry, what? I had my earplugs and earmuffs in. Were you trying to say something?
Sarah, I know you're scared of all music, but how do I put this? Part of music class is listening to music. Are you sure you won't want to tell me why you're scared of all music? Maybe if we know where your fear comes from, we can help fix the problem.
Nope. That's all right.
I see. Well, then I'll need you to take this note to your mother and have her sign it. And I also need her to sign this album. I'm a big fan of your mom. How does that one big song of hers go? Oh, yeah. La, 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 la.
Ah, Mr. Melody!
Oh, that's right. You're scared of all music. Anyway, please take that note back home to your mother right away.
Yes, Mr. Melody.
Sarah refuses to participate in music class? Also, can you sign this album? Sarah, this is not good.
I know. A teacher really shouldn't be using their students to hook them up.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Why are you so dressed up?
Why? You didn't forget, did you? Tonight is the Grammy Awards.
The Grammy Awards? But those are awards for...
music, yes. I'm nominated for Album of the Year, and you're my plus one.
Me? Go to a music awards? But I'm afraid of all music.
Well, I really don't know what to tell you, Sarah. Oh, look, the limo's here. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to the 74th Annual Grammy Awards. And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, the Album of the Year goes to Sarah's mom!
Oh my, you like me, you really like me. I have so many people to thank, my manager, my agent, but most of all, I would like to thank my daughter, Sarah. Stand up, Sarah!
Mom, you're embarrassing me!
I'll never forget the day when Sarah was born. I was so happy it inspired me to sing my first song, which went a little something like this. La 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 la.
No! Mom, stop singing!
Look! That little girl is storming the stage!
Someone should stop her! But I love the drama!
Mom! You know I hate all music. What are you doing?
I think the question is, what are you doing, Sarah? You're hiding in closets all day, you're getting in trouble at school, and you've interrupted your mother's big moment in front of 100 million people watching at home on their big metal boxes.
TVs, Mom!
The point is, this has gone too far. Now I need to know where your fear comes from so we can fix the problem, and I need to know now.
You want me to tell you in front of everyone?
You're the one that decided to storm the stage.
Okay, it's just... It all started one night when I had a bad dream that I went to a concert and the lead singer was a clown, which was terrifying because I don't like clowns. And because I'm so scared of clowns, my fear of clowns made me realize that I'm scared of music.
Sarah, you had a bad dream about clowns and that's why you're scared of all music?
Yes, that's why.
Sarah, I'm no psychologist, mostly because I decided to become a professional singer instead. Thank you. But it seems to me that you're not actually scared of music. You're just scared of clowns.
What? You know, that makes sense. Because I don't like clowns, but I do like music. Wow! Thanks, Mom, for helping me realize it.
You're welcome.
I love you, Mom. And to celebrate overcoming my fear of music, why don't I sing you a song I just wrote?
You already wrote a song?
Yup. I learn fast. Hit it, conductor.
You got it, Sarah.
At first I thought music wasn't for me, but I didn't know just how wrong I could be. 'Cause music is one of the best things around, but there's one thing I don't like. I don't like clowns. I don't like clowns. I don't want them around, 'cause they make me frown. I don't like clowns.
like you take after your mother, which is me. Which reminds me, do you mind if I give the rest of my award speech? This is kind of a big deal for me.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Thank you. I would like to also thank...
The end! And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Ella, you wrote Sarah's song story.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea for that story?
Well, we were on a road trip, and I have this notebook that I write all my stories in, and I happened to have it with me, so we just thought up the idea of someone who's afraid of songs.
Where did the idea about the clown come from?
Well, I just thought, clowns are creepy, and I haven't yet met a person who likes them.
Why do you think that is? Because clowns aren't meant to be scary, right?
Yeah.
I bet the guy who invented clowns did not expect this to happen.
Yeah. He's like, oh no, this is bad. What's happening to all of my business and shows?
His business is called Jerry's Clowns. And no one's showing up for the clown shows. Do you think that there is a way for clowns to change their image and bounce back?
I don't know. Maybe if you gave them a little more modernish fun style, maybe this clown could play sports and this clown likes to ice skate.
Maybe a clown could be a pop star.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And maybe lose the white alien skin.
Yeah, what kind of makeup could they wear instead?
I was thinking butterfly face paint. That's nice and happy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a butterfly on each cheek.
Yeah, that's cute.
Maybe they could have some different kind of face paint on their nose instead of that red nose.
Yeah, make it rainbow or something. A nice alien.
A nice alien with rainbow nose and a butterfly on each cheek.
That crash on Earth because they want a party.
I love this. And what about their hair? What should we do to the clown's hair to reinvent them?
So if it was a boy clown, I would kind of give it, cool bangs. If it was a girl clown, I would give it braids and, cool tie-dye.
Tie-dye braids?
Yeah.
You just saved Jerry's Clowns.
We're going to have to go find this Jerry guy and text him.
The business is saved, Jerry!
Yes, we have a new way to make the clowns very funny.
What's a good name for a nice modern clown?
Maybe, Kevin? Jerry can name one of the clowns after himself.
Yeah, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Jerry's Clowns. This is Jerry the Clown. This is Kevin the Clown.
This is Robert the Clown.
Over there is Bernice the Clown.
We just need one more thing, which is a tagline for his business. What is the advertising tagline that will get people to show up?
Clowns are scary? Not anymore. Jerry's Clowns are perfectly child safe and not scary at all.
On behalf of Jerry, thank you for the incredible consulting work you've done today.
You're welcome.
And thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thanks for choosing it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that story was so good.
I would love to just hear it again.
Hey! My favorite pen just switched with an older, broken pen. How am I supposed to annotate my scripts now? Ugh.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but by my calculations, at this rate, everything will keep switching with everything until our very molecules are all scrambled up in no time. We have to fly out of the switcheroo zone stat.
Okay, we can't leave without Peter, so we need to find out where these space raccoons are coming from, and we all have to leave the switcheroo zone together.
Look, there it is, the space raccoon ship.
Oh, it's kind of cute. It's shaped like a big raccoon.
Don't be fooled, Lee. Space raccoons may look adorable, but make no mistake, they are the worst.
And okay, we're in range of the space raccoon's ship. Lee, check communications and see if we can get a hold of Peter.
Come in, Peter. Peter, do you read me?
Lee! Oh, thank goodness you found me. I can't figure out how to work anything on this ship. Everything's covered in fur and smelly, and it's so dark in here.
Ew.
Peter, listen very carefully. If we have any chance of escaping the switcheroo zone safely, you'll need to pilot the space raccoon's ship so we can all fly out of here.
I can't.
Why not?
Because, Megan... It's a stick shift.
Ah! Oh, if only I were there. I have can drive stick underneath my special skills on my acting resume.
comes in handy.
Well, that's a wrap. We're doomed.
I'm sorry I let everyone down. Curse my lack of ship-driving knowledge. If only I could control the ship using something in which I'm very well-versed. Nay, skilled! Wait, the whole steering system on the ship just switched with my waffle iron. I know how to use this. We're saved!
Hooray!
Great. Now let's get out of here. First, fire the thrusters.
Preheat the griddle.
Now line up the fuel cells.
Line with the nonstick cooking spray.
And... Hello? Peter? Peter? Peter, do you hear me?
Oh, no. Our entire communication system just got swapped with another space raccoon.
Oh, it's heading into the air vents?
No. If it meets up with the other space raccoon, who knows what kind of evil, gross, nocturnal schemes they'll be able to plot together.
I'll get the other broom.
Space raccoons!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Oh, the switches are accelerating. There's space trash everywhere.
And those two space raccoons are still stuck in the air vents.
We've got to get out of here. One of the raccoons got into my stage makeup kit, and now there's teeny little paw prints everywhere.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Lee, no.
Here's an old backup radio that we can use to communicate with Peter.
Peter, come in. Peter, do you copy?
I copy. Boy, am I glad to hear your voice. Let's get out of here.
Okay, everyone. I think we're back in business.
Lee switched with another raccoon. And that raccoon is climbing all over everything. Oh, but now the raccoon is sitting at a table and eating blueberries with its cute little paws.
Nimini, not you too. Now it's just me and all these icky, yucky space raccoons. Ugh, get out of here, you gross little space trash bandits. Shoo, hey, get down off that control panel. Yes, you. Oh, get out of the cupboard. Ugh.
Come in, Megan, come in.
Lee, are you on the space raccoon ship?
Uh-huh, and I've got Nimini and Peter here with me.
Oh, thank goodness you're all safe.
Yes, we're fine, but things are switching in and out of here at a rapid pace.
We can't steer the ship anymore. My waffle maker control panel is gone, and it's been replaced by these scented, stretchy 13-gallon trash bags.
And the thrusters have been replaced with a bunch of ping pong balls. Who owns this many ping pong balls?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to make one of those internet videos where you bounce a ping pong ball off a bunch of surfaces and into a glass of water.
Megan, it's up to you. You're our only hope.
Me? But I can't do this. Oh, no. The communication system's disappeared. And it's been replaced with Julie Andrews.
Megan? Is that you?
Yes, it's me. Wait. Julie Andrews, what are you doing in space?
Well, I'm on a quest through the galaxy in search of stories to read to children.
Whoa, cool. I must admit, I'm flattered. I can't believe you remembered me.
Of course I remember you. Are you still making tea the way I taught you?
Of course. Every cup is practically perfect in every way. I just wish brewing tea could get us out of this situation.
What's the problem?
Space raccoons!
Ah, nature's bandits. Well, Megan, when I have a problem like that, I simply stand still until it goes away or I find the answer.
You're right, Julie. I've been panicking and running around in the face of all this danger, but now that I'm standing still, I realize that I can overcome anything.
I'm so glad you've taken my advice to heart, Megan. Now, I'd best be going, but before I go, I do believe I owe you something.
Wow, a signed umbrella. You remembered. Thanks, Julie Andrews.
You're very welcome. Farewell, Megan.
Megan! Megan, come in! We lost you for a second!
Everyone, hold on. I've got a newfound sense of confidence. You might say, I'll have confidence in sunshine, and I'll have confidence in rain. I'm gonna try something crazy.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to drive this ship right up to your space raccoon ship, then gently push everyone out of the switcheroo zone. That is, if I can manage to work around all these space raccoons. Oh, get out of here! Get! Ugh. All right, here we go.
Look, we're all back on the tidal wave.
And nothing here is made of space trash anymore.
Megan, you did it!
Yay!
Yuck! Now somebody turn off that radio. I hope to never have to hear another space raccoon again.
Wait, Peter, where did you get that moldy sandwich?
Oh, I found this on the space raccoon ship. It was in the kitchen. Or the trash room. I'm not really sure. They kind of look the same. Well, only one way to find out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's from the trash room.
Ew.
Peter, ugh. Hey, should we all just do another story?
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Claire. I'm 9 years old, and this is my story, The Door That No One Could Open.
I'm all done with my breakfast. I ate it just the way I like it. I take a delectable bit of waffle, a juicy bit of sausage, and a fluffy bit of egg, and then I dunk them all in my cereal milk. Delicious!
James, that looks truly disgusting.
Well, Mom, I hope someday you can appreciate my culinary wonder. Clearly, you lack a refined palate. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must away to the lavatory. Lavatory means bathroom.
I know what lavatory means.
Okay! Ah, yes, the bathroom, where I may find sweet relief. I'll just turn the knob. Well, that's strange. I'm sure if I lean back and just turn it harder, it should... Ugh. It's not opening! Mommy, Daddy, I can't open this door.
What's that, dear?
I can't open this door, and I do believe I called for you and Daddy. Where is he? Where's Daddy?
Now, you know Daddy has his calligraphy class on Saturdays.
Oh, yes, I do recall his interest in lettering.
And tomorrow, I will go to karate because we are separate individuals with our own interests. It's all a part of our extremely healthy marriage. Besides, martial arts has really improved my grip strength, and I should be able to open this door with...
no trouble at all.
Oh, ow. It didn't work. We'll need more help.
Mommy, Daddy, we can't open this door.
What's all this racket?
Grandma and Grandpa.
It's my mommy and daddy.
Grandma, we can't open this door.
Well, it makes sense that you would call us.
I hold the bench press record for someone over 65 at our gym.
It's more of a fitness community than a regular
gym. Yes, that's
Mom,
true.
Mom, the door.
Ah, yes, the door.
Let me just bend my knees. My trainer is always going on about that.
Grandma, the door?
Right, okay, here I go.
You got this, Eunice? Core strength?
Boy, that stuck, huh?
Grandma, you didn't open the door.
But I did lift 145 pounds last week, which is a lot for someone with my bone density.
Maybe the neighbors could help.
We're already here.
Neighbors!
We heard there was a door that won't open.
This is the door. We've tried everything.
Have you tried two people pulling on it at once?
Actually, no.
Well, this should be a piece of cake, then. We have an elaborate high-five sequence we do every morning, so we're really good at working together.
Yeah, watch this.
And here we go.
That's not how it goes. Here.
Your rhythm was all up. Here. Focus, Greg!
Do you think you could try the door?
Fine. Greg, come on. Let's pull the door. Pull!
Pull harder!
Yeah, pull harder!
You always get like this!
I'm doing my best!
I know you are! I'm sorry!
Wait! I think we're getting it!
We did it!
No, you just broke the doorknob off the door. You didn't open it.
I know, but we did it
together.
Well, bully for you two, but now the doorknob is broken.
Did somebody need a doorknob repairman? I'm Nick Knobberman, both K's are silent, doorknob repairman.
Just what we need.
Looks like I arrived in the nick, no K, of time. Here, I'll fix the doorknob right now.
The doorknob just fell off again?
Yeah, I'm not very good at doorknob repair. I kind of fell into it because of my name. Good thing I brought my pal, Dr. Binky Boogle.
Dr. Binky Boogle?
I love Dr. Binky. He has a great afternoon TV show.
Thanks! It's always great to meet a fan.
Oh, I can't believe Dr. Binky just shook my hand.
I'm an expert at getting people to open up. This door should be no different. All right, door. Why don't you tell me what happened that made you so afraid to open up to others? Okay, looks like we got a quiet one here. This is usually when someone bursts into tears and tries to sell their autobiography. But this door won't open. I don't know what to do.
Mommy, Daddy, no one can open this door.
What is the fire department doing here?
We heard there was a door that needed opening.
All right, boss. I got the hose all hooked up.
Wait, are you sure shooting water at the door is a good idea?
If you didn't want us to use the hose, why'd you call the fire department?
We didn't!
Boss, I don't think it's working.
You're flooding my house.
Fine, turn off the water.
Now the house is flooded.
Wait, I just remembered something else that we keep on the fire truck.
A Dalmatian?
No, the hatchet.
Right, here you go, Chief.
This might actually work.
But it will permanently destroy the door.
All right, here it goes. Time to break down this door.
Stop! The door? It's opening?
Do you mind? I was in the bathroom.
Oh, my sister Bella was in there the whole time.
Oh. Well, it's free now.
Go ahead, James. You can use the bathroom now.
Actually, during all that excitement, I stopped having to go.
James!
The end!
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Ella and Claire. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character from your imagination who has a silly fear. Tell us what they're afraid of, why they're afraid of it, and most of all, how do they get over their fear? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Ben Simon, and Kristen Studdard. Special guest, Julie Andrews. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Dewey Cadell, Maddie Fisher, Lindsay Inahosa, Al King, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Monique Moses, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Sam Reef Passeru, Dominic Russo, Joanna Simmons, Billy Soko, Becca Trabin, Emily Verla, Jamie Watson, and Nimini Ware. Additional production on Sarah's Song Story by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to Molly Bloom.
Okay, I think the coast is clear. Come on out, Space Raccoon. Okay, as we agreed, I helped you sneak back on board the tidal wave in return for you riding this tricycle around my room in circles. Okay? All right, here we go. Just get on the tricycle. Yeah, and ride it. Look at your little raccoon feet. Hey, catch this blueberry in your mouth. Oh, missed that one. Here's another one. Dreams come true.